And at 7:19, good morning, I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of Sports, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. Well, last week it was the Iowa High School football semifinals. Today starts off the championship round in Class 8 player at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. It'll be Xyra Elkhorn-Kimbleton, 12-0 on the season, against an undefeated Don Bosco-Gilbertville team. They're 13-0. We'll have coverage for you beginning here on KJAN at 9 o'clock with a pregame show, the kickoff from the Unidome at 10:06. This afternoon at 1:36, it'll be Class A championship action with West Lyon taking on BGM Brooklyn. Both teams are 13-0 on the season. And in Class 3A, it's Washington taking on Bishop Heelan Catholic. That game gets underway at 7:06 tonight. Washington is 12-1, and Bishop Heelan is 13-0 on the season. In college basketball, senior Brittany Wilson scored a career-high 26 points for number 16 Colorado in a 90-87 win over Iowa last night. Colorado was up 48-35 at the half, but Iowa opened with a 7-0 run. Minutes later, Iowa pulled to within 56-54, but Colorado went on a 15-2 run to extend its lead. Iowa wouldn't go away, responding with a 12-1 burst to make it 72-68, with a little more than 5 minutes remaining in the game. Colorado made 7 of 10 free throws in the final minute, though, to secure the win. Ariel Roberson had 17 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists for Colorado. Samantha Logie had 26 points and 6 assists for Iowa. Samantha Logic, actually, and the Hawkeyes were trying to become the third team to beat two or more top 25 teams this season. Iowa beat then number 14 Dayton on November the 10th. In Colorado's last 35 games, Iowa was the only team to reach the 70-point plateau. In men's college hoops, Melvin Ejim and DeAndre Kane each scored 21 points, leading number 21 Iowa State to a 90-88 come-from-behind win over Brigham Young last night. Kane, before being ejected for a flagrant 2 foul with 3:28 remaining, had a team-high 11 rebounds for the Cyclones. George Nang added 19 points, 8 assists, and 5 rebounds for Iowa State. Iowa State took the lead for good with 6 minutes remaining on a 3-pointer by Matt Thomas. The Cyclones stayed in front with 3 clutch baskets down the stretch by Nang. The Cougars, who led for more than 26 straight minutes, got 20 points from Tyler Hawes and 19 points and 7 assists from Matt Carlino. Freshman Eric Micah scored 17 points and pulled down 9 boards. In top 25 college basketball action, Amir Williams scored a career-high 16 points and Shannon Scott added 13 to lead number 8 Ohio State to a 63-52 victory over American University. Fred VanVleet and Ron Baker each scored 21 points and number 14 Wichita State finished with a 26-6 run to shake free of pesky Tulsa 77-54 last night. And Corey Jefferson had 16 points and 11 rebounds for his third double-double already this season. And Isaiah Austin also scored 16 points as number 20 Baylor beat Charleston Southern 69-64 in college hoops. In NBA action, the Portland Trail Blazers beat the Milwaukee Bucks 91-82 for their 8th straight win. The San Antonio Spurs also won their 8th in a row, 104-93 over Boston. The LA Clippers down Minnesota 102-98. The Dallas Mavericks rallied to beat the Houston Rockets 123-120. The Heat of Miami beat the Orlando Magic 120-92 for their 5th straight victory. Also in the NBA, the Pacers pulled out a 103-96 victory over the Knicks. That's the Knicks' 6th straight home loss, while the Pacers improved to 10-1. The Charlotte Bobcats handed the turnover-prone Brooklyn Nets their 6th loss in their past 7 games, 95-91. The Nets committed 18 turnovers. Atlanta beat Detroit 93-85 in the NBA. The New Orleans Pelicans won their 2nd straight game, 105-98 over the Utah Jazz. The Sacramento Kings got past the Phoenix Suns 113-106 for their first road victory. The Toronto Raptors beat the Philadelphia 76ers last night 108-98. Washington won its 2nd game in 2 nights with a 98-91 victory over Cleveland. And in overtime, Memphis rallied from a 10-point halftime deficit and beat Golden State 88-81 in overtime. In NFL news, after getting his weight under control, defensive tackle Kyle Love turned his attention to getting his diabetes in check, and now he's ready to focus on playing football again. The Kansas City Chiefs signed former Patriots lineman after a workout this week, and he could be pressed into service as early as Sunday against San Diego. Defensive tackle Mike DeVito did not practice Wednesday because of a sprained knee and might miss a game. That could create an opportunity for Love, who has been working out at home in Atlanta and waiting for a call all season. He was released by New England when his weight Detroit ballooned and then waived by the Jaguars before the season started. The Chiefs released Anthony Torbido to make room for him on the roster. The NFL Players Association will conduct its own investigation into the Miami Dolphins bullying scandal, according to a person familiar with the situation. They confirmed the investigation to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because the union hadn't announced its plans yet. Richard Smith, outside counsel for the union in the New Orleans Saints bounty case, will investigate tackle Jonathan Martin's allegations that he was harassed by teammates, including guard Richie Incognito, who has been suspended. Smith will examine the roles coach Joe Philbin, his staff, and Miami management have played in the matter. NFL Special Investigator Ted Wells has been questioning players, coaches, and staff at the Dolphins complex this week. Wells was appointed by Commissioner Roger Goodell after Dolphins owner Stephen Ross asked the league to look into the case. In college football, the 20th-ranked Northern Illinois Huskies have won the Mid-American Conference West Championship and remain one of six undefeated major college football teams. The Huskies broke open a close game in the second half and improved to 11-0 by beating Toledo 35-17 at the Glass Bowl. Northern Illinois' Jordan Lynch ran for three touchdowns and 161 yards to lead the 20th-ranked Huskies, who are still eyeing a BCS bowl berth. NIU has won 24 straight MAC games. That's a check of sports brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.